Officer on the line. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Oh, praise God.
Good to be here.
Thank you. I basically am just creating a podcast on, you know, our perspective of the COVID-19. And we know how the world is dealing with it, but I want to come at it from a spiritual standpoint. So what would you like to say?
Okay. Remember about a month ago, you was talking about a topic about folk being saved. And we can take what you said, and the reality is that it's coming to pass right now, you know. So the timing is actually good. When we look at this whole thing that's going on with the coronavirus, number one, somebody already knew about this thing. You know, but even with that, for this time and this age now, I was sharing with another pastor friend of mine, is that people are alarmed about this. People are afraid of what may happen. And so the opportunity for me today is to help people understand that we've gone through a whole lot of things before this coronavirus even took place. There were all kind of things going on in our world.
Right.
But nevertheless, guess what? I'm learning and I'm teaching others even now that this is the opportunity for the saints. To share the gospel.
Yeah.
If you don't share it any other time now, it's sure enough time to share it now. So and it don't even take a preacher to do that.
Right.
It takes God's people to begin to let their light shine.
Right.
First, we got to move away from our fear.
Yeah.
And realize that we got to trust the same God that woke us up this morning, the same God is going to keep us in the midst of it all.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah, you know, and I've always stated that, you know, the church is not those four walls that we go to on Sunday. Or Saturday for those that worship on Saturday or whatever day that they go. The church is us. You know, and
That's right. You
show the Jesus in you, or you show God in you, and somebody will, like, it just brightens up their day, you know, and just being able to share of how good God is.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And even with that, God has been good. And every day of our lives, we ought to be able to wake up, you know, and say, but for the grace of God, you know, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I'm still here in the land of the living. He's given us new mercy each and every day.
Every day.
And what he wants us to do now is depend on him more and more each day. I see I'm in the midst of customers in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And so even with that, it gives me the opportunity to encourage those who seem to be doubting, who are wondering about tomorrow. It gives me the opportunity to share this Jesus that I've known for a long time to a lost and dying world. So I'm at my moment. I'm at my moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm living my best life because guess what? I'm able to share the gospel to those who are not sure. You know, who are not certain.
Right,
today is the day. Today is the day of salvation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just an amazing opportunity. And like I kept saying, well, okay, I need to, you know, when I got this equipment back in January, and because I was like, no, that's a lot, you know.
Right.
Woo. You know, and being self-employed, you know, I gotta to juggle how I spend, because I don't have it like you, or, you know, I don't have a regular paycheck. When I get a job, I get paid, and then when I finish that job, then I'm looking for the next hustle, you know. And but this was leaning on my heart, and I just said, you know, this, first of all, is going to help us out, because my wife doing recordings at the house. So I said, you know, I tried to toss it off on that platform that. But then I started thinking, I says, well, okay, you know, I can do other things with this piece of equipment. And lo and behold, the very first podcast that I did was I did a tribute to Kobe Bryant, you know.
Okay.
And I went through all of my media people, friends, and asked them, would they mind sharing? And we've had other topics. One of my friends is involved with the prison ministry. And so we delved into suicide.
Okay.
And tough. And, you know, and then lo and behold, you know, this COVID-19 comes along, and it's like, okay, we need to address this. Churches, the walls have been locked down. So we need to get the word out. So I have just been utilizing the time to take and get God's word out, because we have already recorded and God said. And so I'm like, okay, let me just use this. And I'm playing with that, and I'm getting, pushing this out. And then I'm like, well, what about this? You know, let's talk about this. And then I said, well, I don't know anybody in the medical field, but then it was nobody but the Holy Spirit said, look at your phone and call some of them preachers in your phone. So thus the idea just came to fruition. So,
you know, when you go through the scriptures, many times in Jesus' walk, as he walked, he was able to deal with those who had issues. You know, you get the woman with the issue of blood. You know, that happened. She had an issue of blood for years. But yet and still, Jesus comes by, or he's there, and she presses her way and touches the hem of his garment. You know, but for years, in spite of the disease that she had, or the infirmity that she had, yet she trusted God.
Yeah.
And we have to do the same thing today, that no matter how long, and this has been a couple of months compared to what she went through, but for such a time as this, we got to do, number one, we got to press our way to Jesus. And then we got to trust him. We got to trust him. There was a woman who was bent over for 18 years. But yet still, she never stopped worshiping God. She never stopped going to church. She never let it get the best of her. And we have to do the same today, you know. And again, you have to wake up every day, realize, guess what? I still have breath in my body. It could be worse than what it really is. And so it's time for the world, because the reality is, God gonna shut this thing down eventually.
Oh yeah,
he gonna shut it down eventually, you know. But we can't go back as business as usual.
Yeah.
We have to begin to live such a life, and then on top of that, I believe he's bringing the family together, because guess what? Now that we got to be in the house, you know, family got to come together now.
Yes,
you know, it's time to iron some things out. Time to talk about things. You know, it's time to get some things in order.
Yes.
You know, we've been going here, there, and everywhere. It's time for the family to come back together. And I believe that's what God sees that.
Yeah.
God sees that. And we ought to be, when this is all said and done, because it's going to be done in his time, we ought to be able to see who God really is. And then we ought to be able to love folk more.
Yes.
And I think that's the key. You know, I haven't heard too much crime going on.
No.
Lately.
No. I've just heard, you know, I've seen, some of these posts out on the social media about, you know, people going, losing their minds over a couple of rolls of toilet paper. But, you know,
yeah. We
always have not lived in the suburbs.
That's right.
You know, right. And, Jesus, I mean, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah. You grab anything. And just
that's right.
Do what you got to do and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I hate to digress, but I mean, to have somebody fighting, and then like this one lady had a basket full of toilet paper, and the other lady came up and said, "I just want one roll." And she said, "No."
Yeah.
That's when the fight broke out, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what evil does.
Yes.
That's what evil does. Evil causes confusion and everything. Causes a whole lot to go on. In the midst of all that we're going through. Mm-hmm. All right. And guess what? We got stuff in the house.
Yeah.
We got stuff in the house. I got a stand up freezer with all this food in it. All this food in it. In the refrigerator, in the cupboard.
Okay.
But we want more because we're worried. Mm-hmm. We want more, you know, and that's not the case. You know, that's not so much the case.
Right.
You know, I believe God's word. I'm trusting in God's word. This is something that God said this. He said these very words, and this is for somebody out there. He said, if my people. He used if because he wasn't sure.
Right.
You know? He said, if my people, which are called by my name,
by my name,
humble themselves, mm-hmm. humble themselves, pray, seek my faith, and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven
mm-hmm.
and will heal their land. And this is what God is doing. Wow. This is what God wants to do.
Yeah.
And we quote that scripture so much. But we don't apply that scripture, because if we did, guess what? The people of God would be praying on a regular and daily basis.
Yeah.
It's time for our light to shine in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just
and give somebody hope.
Mm-hmm. Give somebody hope. Yeah.
I want somebody's hope. And I wanna say this. Whoever's listening to this, guess what? You have hope in God. God, mm-hmm. God does not go against his word, but no. his word is sure,
yeah.
And it gives us what we need. It gives us what we need. So we got to stand on his word.
Yeah.
You may be seeing, you may be thinking about tomorrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Keep thanking him for today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. I thank you. You know, what are you doing as far as services are concerned now? Are you streaming?
Okay.
You have the ability to stream or what?
Well, we actually have services in another building because we're in the school, you know, getting ready to find a bigger building.
Okay.
For what we need. But we were using another building last week. But because they're limiting the space, I mean, now the number of people to 10.
Correct.
We started teleconference Bible study on Wednesday.
Okay.
And so on this Sunday, as Pastor Little David Baptist Church, we will be on Facebook, we will be on Skype, Instagram, all the social media.
Okay.
And for those who doesn't have it, we have the teleconference which people can call on and mm-hmm. Hear the word as well.
Yeah.
So
that's
what we're
way.
Doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's a way. So that's what we'll be doing until further notice.
I hear you.
And so it's the opportunity. Again, it's the opportunity to help those who have no hope or who need strengthening. There's going to be a whole lot going on social media.
Yeah.
This weekend, especially on Sunday. So
yeah.
We can say we can't get to church or. We can't hear words. There is a word.
There is a word.
There's a word this Sunday
mm-hmm.
On social media.
Yeah. Praise God. I thank you so much, Reverend Melvin Witcher. We will be in touch.
All right. That sounds good.
You take sounds care. Good. Have a blessed one and say hello to your gorgeous wife.
I sure will do that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm going to keep that in the recording so she'll know that I gave her a shout out.
All right. That sounds good.
You take care. Good. God bless.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.